Welcome, everyone, those of you who are here live and those of you who are watching later on the recording. Welcome to our August 21st mentorship session. Our dear Maestra Bloom has just returned a few hours ago from Peru, and so she has given me this opportunity to lead the session today, for which I'm very much honored. And for those of you who haven't met me, my name is Sandra Holden. I mean, you may have seen me online, but I've studied with Bloom. Actually, I came my first cacao ceremony probably 7 years ago and then just never stopped coming. Anything she was doing, cacao ceremony, medicine ceremony, tobacco ceremony, I just found that this is just means more to me than just about anything I'm doing. So it is a great honor to be here tonight with you all. I would like to start off tonight with sharing a story about what happened to me about 2.5 weeks ago. And it sort of ties in with what Bloom had talked about on the website about paying attention and being aware of what's going on around you and looking for signs. Because I had a day of signs and it was very powerful for me. And so I had gone to a ceremony at Bloom's. And at one point during the ceremony or afterwards, I don't remember, someone came up to me and said, you know, she had looked at me and seen me in her mind's eye surrounded by felines. There was a cat in front of me. There were lions sitting around me. And it was just that this feline energy was all around me. And I thought, well, that's really fantastic because I love cats. I have a cat at home. And that made me very happy. And then later that day, when we were driving home, there was a group of us carpooling. Someone talked about my necklace. And I wear this 8-pointed, I don't know if you can see it. It's an 8-pointed star necklace. And I said, well, this is the necklace that is, the 8-pointed star is about protection energy. And my roommate, who was driving, said, well, yes, it's really, she had given me this necklace as a gift and said that, well, it's the Sophia energy. The Sophia is the divine feminine. And I thought, oh, wow, that's really fantastic. And someone else in the car had said, oh, Sophia, that's the name of one of my daughters. And she started telling the story about how it came about that she chose that name, Sophia, for her daughter. And then I said, oh, Sophia, well, that's the name of my cat, the cat that's no longer with me. She had died a couple of years ago. And yet this cat was like one of my best teachers. And she had meant so much to me. And it was just so I told a few stories about Sophia. And so I got home later that night and I turned on my computer and I just checked my calendar. And I saw that that day was the day that my cat Sophia had left her body 3 years ago. And I got the rush like you couldn't believe. I mean, just chills going up and down my body. And it was like, oh my goodness, there are the signs. I was surrounded by cats and someone saw me surrounded by feline energies. The word Sophia came up with my necklace, the Sophia name of the daughter, my sharing the stories about my cat Sophia. And I thought there is something very important here for me. So even though I had spent my day in ceremony, I decided to go and do ceremony at home. And so I prepared the space, I set up sacred space, and I went into my sacred space, and I gathered my guides around me. And what I did is once I was there, I called out as to Sophia, my cat. Oh, let me back up just a moment. My cat Sophia, the one who had gone, used to be one of my spirit guides. When she left, when she died in my arms, which was one of the most profound experiences I'd ever had. And because she was so important to me, whenever I shamanic journeyed, I used to call on her. And she would be there in my journeys. And I always envisioned her as a lion. She was this big lion, and I had her, because it's my sacred imagination, I use the visual of actually a book cover, a science fiction book cover that I'm an avid reader of science fiction. And there was a cover that I loved that was about a feline star-faring race. And there was this lion on the cover, and though it had, you know, lots of earrings and it had jewelry on and these satin pantaloon pants. And that, I thought, that's my Sophia. So that was my imagination of my beautiful cat in my journeys. So now I have just come home, seen that it was the anniversary of the third year of when my Sophia left me. So I went back into the journey, and I had not seen her. I'm getting confused here in the story. I'm backing up yet once again. I had been journeying with Sophia, and after about a year, I realized she wasn't showing up anymore, or at least I felt didn't feel right to call on her anymore. Something was telling me that, well, maybe she's moved on, or maybe I had gotten the lessons that I needed to get from her, and that it was time to let her go, let her spirit move on. Or maybe her spirit had reincarnated into another body in this 3D world. So for about a year, I had not seen Sophia anymore in my journeys. So now I can return to the present where I went. This is the day of the ceremony. I had had all these signs about Sophia, and I decided to go and journey and call on her. So I set up sacred space. I walked through my door. I got my guides around me, and then I called out for Sophia as if she were, like I used to call when I come into my apartment, I call for her and she would come running. So in my journey, I called out her name, Sophia, and bounding out of the forest, because my sacred space is a forest, came this lion who was in, she was like with covered in jewelry, and she had on the silk pantaloons, and she came and jumped on me, knocked me over, and just started kissing me. And we were rolling on the ground, and it was the most magnificent reunion I have ever had, because I had not seen her spirit. I had not connected with her for about a year, and yet this was the third anniversary of her leaving her body, and we had the most spectacular time together in my sacred space. I mean, I'm kind of getting a little teary about it now, and it was so meaningful to me, and I don't think I would have had that had I not paid attention to the signs of the feline surrounding me and the name Sophia coming up for so many times that day. And now she's back. Or now, not that maybe she ever left, but I feel comfortable calling on her. And I think it wasn't that, I don't think she ever left. It was me. I felt hesitant. I didn't want to impose, call her to me, hold her to me. I was writing all these stories around that feeling that I had about her. And so I realized that all I needed, that she would, or she told me, she would be there for me whenever I needed it and whenever I needed her. And so the rest of the journey, I just spent about half an hour in my sacred space, reconnecting, speaking with Sophia, sharing stories, because in the sacred space, I was able to talk to her and know that she would understand me, because it's my sacred space and it's my sacred imagination. And that's what happens in that sacred space. We do speak the same language, she and I. And so she could talk to me and I could understand exactly what she was saying. So I would like to offer that up as something that we can journey with today. That would be a focus for the journey. That you or we, when we go into the sacred space, connect with an animal. It can be a pet, if you've had, not everyone's had a pet, but I know a lot of you might have, and it doesn't have to be a cat or a dog. It can be a bird, it can be a turtle, it can be a rat or a snake, or just whatever animal that has had a meaning in your life. And it can be one that's still alive today, or one that's from your childhood, one that has passed over. And if you haven't had a pet, if you haven't had the opportunity to live with an animal, maybe you've worked with an animal, or you volunteer at a shelter and there are animals around you? Or are there animals that you've always wanted to connect with? So I would like to offer up that as a focus for when we do journey today. To connect with an animal, I just find that if it's someone that you have lived with, there can be a lot of deep medicine there that can be shared. And the great thing is because it is your sacred space, you will understand what this animal is saying to you. And this animal will understand what you are saying to it. I know that's one of the hardest things as a pet parent is you just want to say, what is it you're saying? Please talk to me. And you can do that tonight. You can do that in your sacred space. But before we do, so that's what's going to be the journey. Before we do that, I'd like to share a practice that I do on a semi-regular basis. It's an Andean practice, and it's called Saman Chakwe and Saiwa Chakwe. I learned, those of you who have been on retreats, I have done it there, so this will be a refresher for you, but not everyone there has gone on one of the retreats. So this is a practice from the Andes. I learned it from Joan Wilcox and also from her teacher, Juan Nunez del Prado, who is a shaman from the Andes, or has studied shamanism in the Andes. And I'll tell a few, it's two practices for moving energy. And it's the purpose of doing it, or the objective, is to have a sense of well-being. So it's something that you can do anywhere at any time. If you wish to feel better, if you wish to be more energized, a few things I'll tell you about it. I'll lead you through it, but there's a few things I'd like to tell you about it first. Saman Chakwe, Saman is from the word Sami. Sami is energy in the Andean tradition. And energy in the Andes, the way they look at it, it's neither good nor bad. It's not a positive or negative thing like we think about. It's more light and heaviness. So Sami is the light energy. Hucha is the heavy energy. We are surrounded by energy. It's infinite. And their worldview, it's like chi, or ki, or Holy Spirit is another way of looking at it. But there is this infinite amount of energy which is in all of us and around all of us. And so what we're going to do in these exercises is we're going to use our intention to move this energy through us. In the first one, Saman Chakwe, which means Saman, the energy, and Chakwe just means practice. What we will do is you'll move the energy with your intention from the cosmos through your body and into the earth. And one way to think about it, let's say a metaphor or a visualization that might help you to do this practice is to think of either a mountain stream, so the energy is flowing through you like a mountain stream, or a shower of water. The second exercise, Saiwa Chakwe. Saiwa just means column. We move the energy, but in the opposite direction. We'll pull the energy up from the earth through our body up into the heavens. And so Saman Chakwe, the energy comes down into the earth, and from Saiwa Chakwe, it comes from the earth and goes up into the heavens. And a visualization that may help you with this one, instead of it being a mountain stream or a shower, the energy that comes up from the earth, think of it more like mother's milk, the earth, Mother Gaia. She is feeding us with her energy. So you can then use the visualization, if this helps you, of mother's milk. I'm just checking my notes to see if there's anything else I wanted to talk about. I think that's pretty much it. Well, no, one more thing. Just that the energy that surrounds us, there's enough for everyone. It is an infinite amount. It won't run out, and you can do this anytime and anywhere. So what we'll do then, so a recap, just be aware of this infinite energy that is around you. You can visualize it using either the mountain stream or the mother's milk, or you can tap into it with a feeling, a kinetic energy, almost like a tingling or a warmth, something like that. And the idea is to move the energy with your intention. So what I will do is I will open up set sacred space, and then I will lead you through the Saman Chakwe Saiwa Chakwe exercise. And then we'll go into a journey. So let's see, is there anything here I need to check on first? Okay, yeah. So Shelley, if you haven't already, go ahead and mute everybody. And everybody, close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And be aware of your energy body. In the West, we think of it sometimes as an electromagnetic field that surrounds our physical body. In the East, they call it the aura. In the Andes, they call it the pokpo, which literally means bubble. So connect in with your bubble that surrounds your body. And in your imagination, create an opening in your bubble above your third chakra, above your crown chakra. It can be a window, it can be a door, it can be a portal, just some kind of an opening. And using your sacred imagination, call forth from divine source, from Father Cosmos, from the Creator, a stream of pure energy. Pull down the stream of light energy through the opening in your bubble, down through your crown chakra, into your body. Flow it down through your body, through your feet, and into the earth. Keep this flow moving of pure light energy flowing through your body. And if you feel any aches or pains, just let them go. Allow this energy to wash it away and give it to Pachamama. Keep this flow going. Pure light energy flowing like a stream and releasing, letting go any hucha in your body. Let it take it down to Pachamama. Continue this flow of energy, keep it going using your intention, and expand it now out into your mental body. if you feel any thoughts, any worries, any programs that you're running that no longer serve you, just let them go. Let this flow of Sami, this flow of divine energy, wash it away down through your feet. Give it to Mother Gaia. Keep the energy flowing through the hole, down into your body, and expand it out into your emotional body. Any fears, any worries, any feelings that you're ready to let go of, just allow them to wash away, flowing down through your feet. Give it to Mother Earth. Keep the flow of this pure light energy. Expand it now out into your energy body. Allow it to cleanse your entire energetic being. Any hucha, just let it go easily and effortlessly. Rinse it away and gift it to Pachamama. Now we thank Source Creator, Father Cosmos, for this beautiful cleansing. And go ahead and close the opening that you created in your pukpo. And just feel the light. Feel the cleansing. Now, since we have given our hucha to the earth, we can ask for a gift in return. In sacred reciprocity, we ask Mother Earth, Pachamama, to give us the gift of her energy. So using your sacred imagination, call forth from the earth, a column of energy that comes up through your feet, a column of energy rising through your legs, up your torso, through your head, and out, up into the cosmos. Continue this flow of energy, this column of mother's milk, which is nourishing you, flowing through your physical body, feeding you, energizing. Keep this energy flowing, rising up, and expand this column now out to include your mental body. Nourishing and energizing. expand this column now out into your emotional body. Continue this energy rising, expanding the column out now into your energy body, filling your entire being. Nourishing you. Energizing. Renewing. Restoring. Feel your entire being revitalized. Renewed. Now invoking sacred space, I call on the star being, guardian archangels, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, Uriel, Ariel, Sandalphon, and Metatron, lighting up this temple grid space so that we all are in medicine world. Everything here must be pure love, pure light, and pure medicine. Now go ahead and visualize your portal door. As we prepare to take a journey in our sacred space, see that door clearly. And go ahead, reach out and open that door and walk into your beautiful, safe, and sacred space. And take a look around. Turn around, walk in a slow circle, and see what surrounds you, what's beside you, what's behind you, till you turn around back to the front. Look at your feet. What are you standing on? Look up ahead, look above you. Is it day? Is it nighttime? Is it sunrise? Or is the sun about to set? What does it smell like? What are you wearing? Look back at your feet again. Are you barefoot? Do you have shoes on? Thank you. warm or cold? Are you covered up? Are you just having the bare essentials? Go ahead and call in your guides and guardians to join you in this beautiful place. And once you feel them gathered up around you, think of a pet or an animal with whom you wish to work. Get a clear picture of them in your mind. And then go ahead and call them out by name, if you know their name. Call them to you. This is an opportunity to have the best conversation where you both understand each other, an opportunity to play, an opportunity to explore together, an opportunity to share each other's medicine, maybe an opportunity for forgiveness. Or clarity.
Kuna medicina. Nuestra cuna medicina. Medicina, medicina. Ayahuasca medicina. Ayahuasca medicina. Cacao medicina. Tobacco medicine. Tobacco medicine. Tobacco medicine. Ayahuasca medicina. Guachuma medicina. Guachuma medicina. Guachuma medicina. Canine medicine. Canine medicine. Canine medicine. Wolf medicine. Wolf medicine. Fox medicine. Fox medicine. Dog medicine. Dog medicine. Canine medicine. Feline medicine. Feline medicine. Feline medicine. Lion medicine. Lion medicine. Jaguar medicine. Jaguar medicine. Cat medicine. Winged one medicine. Winged one medicine. Winged one medicine. Parakeet Parakeet Medicina, Ego Medicina, Ego Medicina, Heart Medicina, Heart Medicina, Power Medicina, Power Medicina, Winged One Medicina, Songbird Medicina, Songbird Medicina, Songbird Medicina, Medicina, na 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 na. Serpiente Medicina, Amorul Medicina, Serpiente Medicina, Spider Medicina, Spider Medicina, 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 Horse Medicina, Horse Medicina, Horse Medicina, Medicina, na 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 na, Medicina, na 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 na. Elefante Medicina, Elefante Medicina, Ganesha Medicina, Ganesha Medicina, 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 Medicina,
Thank you.
So wherever you are in your journey, take a moment to come to a completion. And make your way back to your portal door. And when you feel complete, you can gather up your guides and guardians and any new animals that you have worked with, wish to bring back with you into your room. And then when you're ready, step through your portal door. Then turn around and close the door behind you. And when you are complete, go ahead and open your eyes. I hope you are able to connect with or reconnect with some wonderful being, four-legged or winged or two-legged or slithering. And you can look forward to, as I do, reconnecting several times or getting good medicine from these animal guides. I know I have another pet that I, a dog that I had when I was a child that I wish to go back and reconnect with and do some work, some healing work for myself with that animal. Some things that, you know, I'd love to talk over with him because I feel like as a child I may have not been the nicest person at times. I know he's forgiven me, but I need the opportunity to forgive myself, and I think this is a good place to do it. So, Shelley, do you want to go ahead and unmute people? And I want to thank you for supporting me tonight and being here on this call. And if there's, since you're all unmuted, if there's anyone who wants to share or say anything, feel free to do so. If not, we can just keep it a...
Thank you, Sandra, for a beautiful session.
Thank you. It was beautiful.
And I'd love to hear, you know, if you had any special events or special awarenesses or this connection with an animal, you know, feel free to either talk about it here. We have still have a few more minutes, or share with it on the shake on the Facebook page. Oh, my mouth isn't moving now. I think I'm talked out or sung out. So. Well, then I guess. Judy, did you? Oh, Judy, I just had to say, I thought that was very special that your animal was named Sophia.
Yeah, wasn't it cool? Once you started telling the story, I was like, wow, how interesting.
She's a dog
she spoke up, too.
Yeah.
You know, she barked, and that's what brought it on. Yeah, so cool.
Yeah. So. All right, well, thank you very much, and... I guess I'll just say good night to everyone. If no one else has anything else to say, and I appreciate you all showing up today.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you. That was a great experience.
Thank you, Sandra.
Enjoyed it very much.
Yes.
Oh, next one is in 2 weeks. See you
brought
then.
Tears.